Morning.
Good morning, Victoria.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. I wasn't sure if there was daylight savings going on. I must have called someone the other day because they'd gone into daylight savings.
I see.
That's why I caught the end of the other call.
Oh, great. Yeah, it was nice having you there. We were doing the 9-week Mastery of Mind teleseminar, and here we are. This is George L. Preslian. We're doing Million Dollar Number 7. This is the first teleseminar after the halfway mark in our 12-week teleseminar series for the advanced module of Life Transformation System Z. Have you manifested $1 million yet? The provocative question that has probably got everybody in the advanced program now really stirred up and going with your manifestations in one way or another, as we introduced for 6 weeks now the idea of working with collective thoughts and steered the discussion at different times in different directions to bring about advanced manifesting assistance through the various collective thought forms that we've introduced, like the soul and destiny and many, many others. Today I wanted to just right from the beginning say that there's a collective thought form that you may recognize that goes like this: love will find a way. Now that might have shown up in a song somewhere, or I don't know where that came from, but I certainly didn't make it up. And there's that phrase that love will find a way, and there's all kinds of things that if you take the collective thought form of love, which is not what we're going to be working with today, but just something that's carrying over from our discussion in the 9-week Mastery of Mind program that we just had about 15 minutes ago, which anyone can listen to that. It'll be posted in a few days at mindyoga.info, which is the blog where I post the 9-week teleseminars. Everyone who's involved in the Have You Manifested $1 Million Yet program is always welcome to come and be on the calls and ask questions about using Life Transformation System Z or the Clear Talk Manifesting Method at that teleseminar series, which is ongoing every Saturday. These advanced module for the $1 Million program, as we shorthand call it, is going to be over after five more. Today's one of five more, and then it's finished, and it's a complete body of work. And those 12 teleseminars have been designed that way, to work together as a whole, to provide you with a complete understanding and ability, and hopefully you've had the time already, and by the time we're done, it'll really be working for you, this whole concept of the collective thought forms. The idea that thoughts are things, and you've learned how to use them and how to form them and in the universe and in your own universe using the Clear Talk Manifesting Method probably before you even joined this advanced module. And at least everyone who joined this advanced module was required to be somehow, in some way, writing down your goals and dreams, having somewhere in that sense of what it is that you imagine for yourself that you would like to manifest, that you would like to become your new reality, and that you could say yes to all of that if it happened immediately right now. You would prefer stepping through the door, so to speak, metaphorically, from the reality that you're in right now into the one that you imagine is better. And this was the prerequisite to come in with us and be involved with opening the floodgates to greater and larger speed and amount and shorter time between the imagining and the actual manifesting, having the thing that you have or do or be show up in your reality. And so I have, did you all get, I shouldn't do that. I shouldn't ask a group of people, did you all, who's going to answer, right? I should ask someone specific. Victoria, did you get some of the emails that I sent this week talking about adding in the comment section about your process and where you're at so far?
Yes, I did.
Okay, great, because I sent Okay, good. I sent out an email, a couple of them actually, this week, since we finished number six with Eric Rolfe, I believe. Did we talk to Eric Rolfe? Was that last Saturday? I think so, yeah.
I think it was, yeah.
Yeah.
He was number five.
He was number five. Oh. What did we do last week?
I forget.
I don't know either then. Are you sure that it was number five that we worked with Eric and not last week? I think you're right.
It was last week.
Pardon me?
It was last week.
It was last week. Okay, so we did. So it was number six last week, and we talked to Eric Rolfe about the soul and soul medicine and manifesting your heart's desire in that sense. It was wonderfully successful, in my opinion, what we were able to transmit, and I know that each person in your process receives the information and the feelings in your own way, and then in your own time you work with it. But it's designed, what we deliver here, each teleseminar, to trigger or change or shift or make something happen for you that will amplify and improve and increase your manifesting. So I know that's been working for a lot of people from what I've been hearing, and in my own participation in the group, as well as leading and organizing and guiding the group, I've had the more things manifest than ever before, dealing with that phenomena of having so much manifest that it's literally changing me as a person and, you know, changing my approach and my whole process of doing the Clear Talk manifesting. And so I knew it was time from different indications that I was getting that we should just take this week and next week and just relax in the sense of taking the time to evaluate the process that we're in the middle of and how is it going. And of course, that's not always terribly easy to do, because sometimes when you're in the middle of doing something, the last thing you want to do is sort of stop and look at what you're doing. It's more fun sometimes to just keep going. And yet, with the kind of forces that we're dealing with here, I feel that it's more responsible in a positive sense, that it would produce more happiness and more joy and more long-term benefits for us to cultivate some extra additional awareness of what we're doing right in the middle of while we're doing it. And so the lines are all open right now, for one thing. Nobody's on mute. We're just open to talk about this. And I'm just going to – I wrote something down that might be helpful in understanding where we're at and what's going on with these manifesting intensifications that we have introduced and been working with as a group energy. I call it, what we're doing is shepherding in the big manifestations. Now, in a sense, shepherding is what you do with sheep. You kind of guide them along, and sheep aren't necessarily, imagining that. That's just what came to me earlier today. I don't know if that's a Christian metaphor, where I got that from, but the idea of shepherding in the big manifestations is what came through for me. Probably because I use the energy and the relationship with Jesus Christ, and my dad's a Lutheran minister, and the Bible stories and all that stuff is, you know, deeply embedded in me since I was a child. That's probably where it's coming from for me, but in terms of using the idea of shepherding or directing all this energy into your manifestations, clearly what we're involved with here is shepherding in the big manifestations. And so this is one of the points that I wanted to make clear, in case you haven't noticed it already, or so that you can notice it more clearly and more deeply, is that if you think about amplifying and increasing your manifesting process, which is what we're doing here with the collective thoughts and Have You Manifested $1 Million Yet program, and the different people that have joined us to assist us, and the way that the group energy is working, it's magic. It's really all about having those things that you have written down in your goals and dreams come true, bigger, better, faster, sooner, now, in a way more than it was before. And that's what I mean by this process that we're in right now, one of the questions you can ask yourself is, well, where am I at in terms of, you know, bringing about or having come to pass, as we have used that idea or thought form in an earlier, I think, teleseminar number 4, right, Victoria, where maybe it was number 5, actually, where we talked about that great phrase from Florence Shovel Shin, right?
Oh, yes.
And it was, you know, I have it in my mirror now. I reformed the whole thing. I put in my own universe, in love together, my, what is it, greatest, my impossible, my seemingly impossible good has now come to pass, in love together, in my own universe. I put that in my bathroom mirror, and I put a rose quartz.
You popped it on your video, didn't you? Sorry.
Yeah, I did. I popped it on the new subliminal video also, because it just seemed, it's so compelling to work with the thought forms and the energies that the group is creating, and that felt like, wow, that's the one that we've all come up with, if you look at it from a group energy point of view, in the sense that what comes out of the group, what shows up on the teleseminars, is the product, if you will, or the result of what the group energy wanted to have happen. You know, the guests that I choose, the ones that I invite that it doesn't quite work out and they never show up, the ones I didn't expect to come and then it does, or the way that everything is happening in these 12-week teleseminars, the actual format, I'm very capable of holding the focus. What we're doing is taking 12 weeks to use collective thought forms and produce some powerful work that can endure for a long time, helping anyone who listens to these recordings to connect to this group energy and work with amplifying their manifestations and enjoying the experience of consciously creating success, consciously imagining what you want and having it show up in your real life, and doing that with the freedom that the knowledge of how to work with and the existence that there are collective thought forms that you're dealing with. This is the reason sometimes that people wonder why their manifestations aren't working out, and then they go digging around inside of themselves and their beliefs and their attitudes to try and change things. And I just wanted people to know in these 12 weeks that sometimes when you look outside into the thoughts that are out there in the universe that are, you know, making you have the thoughts that you have inside of you, it's just as valid to look outside as it is to look inside. And this is perhaps one of the greatest benefits of spending all this time each week for 12 weeks for 1 hour, and the time that you spend reading the blog and feeling the group energy is about looking outside, looking at the collective thought forms. And of course, as always, we must look at, you know, how that then makes me feel or you feel when you look at a collective thought form, like last time when we spoke about the word yes. Maybe that's what we talked about. Wasn't that last week and the week before was Eric Rolf? When did we do the one about yes? Does anyone remember?
They're all blending together.
Pardon me?
They're all blending together for me.
I know. Isn't it interesting, huh? Well, there's no need really to, you know, delineate which was which. But I know we did one of the recent teleseminars was on the topic of yes and how to use the collective thought form yes. And then there was one with Eric Rolf. I think it was number 4 maybe we did with Robert Camp, and then number, gosh, I can't remember either. Isn't that amazing?
George.
Hi.
I have a question. This is Maggie.
Hi, Maggie.
Hi. You were just talking about looking outside into the collective thought forms. And something just occurred to me, and it's been actually going on with me in my life right now. For those of us who live in the United States, there's an impending recession. And I think that this thought form is very, very big in the U.S. And I'm wondering if you have any way to protect yourself against these negative collective thought forms.
Oh, well, absolutely. The protection is always going to be, in my opinion, just put them into the clear talk process. The idea is that whatever the idea that we're learning with the collective thought forms is how to manage having a conscious relationship to the intense energy that they have. You know, for example, that's a collective thought form of a recession in the United States is a huge, huge, you know, energy. And of course, that would fall in the category of a negative energy. Now, what we would do is, you know, just put that in the universe. What you just said, there's an impending potential recession in the United States, and even the Fed chairman admitted recently that that might be happening, you know, or coming soon. And in my own universe, and then you just imagine what you think is better than that. You know, in my own universe, the entire, you know, worldwide financial, economic situation is running more smoothly and more elegantly, and each person involved is benefiting with a financial security and well-being greater than ever before on the face of the earth in my own universe in the area of money or environment in the world around. I'd handle it like that.
Okay. Thanks.
Hi, Judge. This is Khan.
Hi, Khan.
I have a couple of questions.
Okay.
One thing regarding the blog. Earlier, we used to have a open, like, mailing list kind of thing where each user of the System Z could post his or her comments and experiences.
Well,
I found it very useful, but somehow we don't have that anymore. Shouldn't we do something like that?
Oh, well, actually, on the blog, which is at milliondollarmindpower.com/... you can put WordPress, all lowercase, or just or go to divinejoynow.htm with the D, the J, and the N. Divine Joy Now are all capitalized, the first letter. Either way will lead you to the milliondollarmindpower.com blog. Also, you can just go to milliondollarmindpower.com, and near the top of the page below the opening images, there's a link directly to the blog there as well. And when you get to that blog, you just register. There's something on the right panel that says register, and then you can post comments. And there actually are a number of comments to different posts. And this is especially what I wanted to encourage people to do. This number 7 week that we're in now, and the number 8 one coming up, is to really stop and look at what's been happening so far. And there's still going to be plenty of teleseminars after we do this, so it's not going to cut short on the speed of your manifesting. This is probably going to deepen and intensify and help your manifesting a lot in the 12 weeks to you know, post some comments if you can. I know it might be difficult for some people to formulate thoughts about what's been happening so far since you joined the program. And it's certainly not a requirement, but you might want to try it if you can. Just register and then post comments to the most recent post. There's one that says, let's post our comments here or something like that, where what's happening from what I'm hearing from different people and from my own experience is that, as we expected, huge amounts of things are working out and manifesting for people. But it's a process. And what I mean by a process is that it's something that is going on continuously, and it changes like the weather and the seasons. It keeps moving forward in time and so on. And for example, you know, a manifestation that showed up for a month and then it stops or it changes doesn't mean that it's not a manifestation. It just means that, you know, there's this process going on, and sometimes we have questions or feelings about the process that's underway. And it's nice to remember that we initiated and engaged an intention, and we've been working together in a group energy for 6 weeks and longer, since the pre-launch is included as well, on intensifying and amplifying and improving and fine-tuning and refining the manifestation of those things which we have written down as our goals and dreams, which we would like to see manifested right now. So you can better believe it that that's happening for people. Yet the experience of that happening and evaluating the experience and feeling as balanced and comfortable as possible with that experience is something we prepared for in the pre-launch, and we're now taking the time to speak to you about the importance of just this week and next week, not only during the teleseminar where you may or may not speak, but not only posting comments, which you may or may not do, but just taking that time to really stop and go, whoa, you know, I've definitely been doing something here. Things have been happening. I'm feeling like a different person probably. And just check in with how that lines up with what you intended, not only in your goals and dreams and your manifestations, but the intention that you had of joining into this process of have you manifested $1 million yet in the first place. So it's a journey, and we're stopping along the way and saying, oh, let's just have lunch and talk about where we're at and where we've come so far.
The judge, excuse me, so that where you post comments about the articles that you have posted or just like whatever you are experiencing, like independent of the contents of the blog?
Yes.
Like if I have some questions.
Yes.
I want to share with other. So is that also possible there?
Well, I understand what you're saying is you want to, like, interact with other people in the group. And we don't have that set up yet. Although, for example, last week, you know, Eric Rolf invited people who wanted to read his book, Soul Medicine, or do coaching or consulting with him to write him, and his email was posted. And I think some Jim Mangini, who helped us and appeared on the on some of the pre-launch teleseminars, is mentioned in the comment section, at least, of the last post, this project that he's doing with these Mayan, with these sculptures that are like energy devices.
They are stunning.
Yeah, it's this really, yeah, it can really, the energy and the feeling of those is spectacular. And you can look at all the pictures and everything through. So there are ways that you can interact with people. And in fact, when people, now is a good time for you to put, if you want, when you post your comments, I'm pretty sure that people can, you know, reply or send you, you know, a comment back. But you can also, you're welcome to put your website link or your email address if you want people, you know, to answer you or be available to people in some way. However, what I was hoping for more than anything is just, as you said, Con, to write down and just share in some way, even briefly or long, what is your process, where are you at, rather, in your process of this have you manifested $1 million yet? I, for example, posted, you know, my own account of where I'm at in the comments section to help people understand what I was asking for and to help frame or structure the idea, because it's very, very important, if you can, to formulate in your thoughts, which is what writing a post is. You know, you can just do this on a piece of paper and not post it would be fine. But it's an invitation and the possibility that for those people who do feel comfortable and able to post the comment of their, you know, here's where I'm at so far in my process with my manifesting since I started this program. Here's how I feel this program of the advanced module has had an effect or altered or changed or shifted, or, you know, here's something I'm feeling or something that manifested and my response and my reaction to it. You see, we're in the middle of the process right now, or just past the middle of the process. And so if we do this at the end, if we kind of evaluate at the end, it's a completely different thing. If we did it earlier on, it's too soon to tell. But now it's like the premium prime time to go, okay, you know, where am I at and what's happening? Because for most people, that should be something. And very much usually with manifesting, it's takes you into new territory, things start happening that you didn't expect, things that you did expect start happening, and you feel differently than you thought you would feel, because, of course, when you manifest a new reality for yourself successfully, what you have effectively done is changed yourself to become the new person who has that new reality. And this is one of the drawbacks and positive things, if depending how you look at it, about consciously creating success or consciously manifesting what you imagine. This is one of the main reasons why, thank goodness, we have the in the universe part of the Clear Talk Manifesting Method. This is what is so valuable about allowing you and helping you to have bigger and bigger manifestations, is that we recognize that it's a process. And as you do successfully manifest results, they then become in the universe. This is now my new reality. In the universe, you know, this is what's happening. And that will include, you know, how it feels and the description of this new reality, and that helps ground it and stabilize it and stabilize and ground you, because it's so much like what's happened is we've taken you through a process, or you've taken yourself through a process when you use Clear Talk and then amplify and boost that with this advanced module and the changes you've made in your own universe, in your manifesting scripts, by adding collective thought forms and working with collective thought forms so far. This has all changed who you are and how you are inside in certain ways that are a match to the new manifestations that have occurred for you already. Or what's probably more happening for everybody than anything is that everything that you have in your goals and dreams is something that in order to be the person who has all of that 100% all your dreams come true, you're undergoing a process right now where you're like in surgery and you're partway through surgery of being completely transformed into the person who has that which you imagine. And this is why, more than any other reason, it's spectacularly important to stop and just check where you're at right now, because simply recognizing that you're changing and how you're changing and where you're changing inside of you and how you're feeling different and so on, it's not that important that you become so incredibly clear about it, just that you recognize that that process is underway and that you're becoming the person who has all these goals and dreams manifested in your life. You see, if I materialize and when I materialize the new BMW X3 that's in my own universe, you would not believe all the things I have to go through inside of my thinking and feeling and my beliefs and attitudes about the environment and about paying cash and leasing and all kinds of issues, and the BMWs that have already manifested in my life previously and how they have and what the situation was. And it just goes on and on, the things that are connected around that one simple object in my life of materializing a particular motor vehicle. It's like the process is enormous for me, and it's backed up by all of the huge amounts of car manifestations that I've previously done and how spectacular and unusual and strange they've been. I'm not going to get into it all right now, but I'm just saying that as part of my process around manifesting motor vehicles in my reality is involves so many things changing inside of me to be focusing on this one particular manifestation. My entire use of the public transportation system in Montreal, Canada, and taxis and all of that has completely transformed just as a side effect, a side benefit of me staying focused and true to my, you know, heart's desire in manifesting. I also have in my own universe in the area of transportation something about flying first class. A very challenging manifestation for me that has all kinds of strange, unusual side effects happening while I hold the focus on that thought form. So, you know, we go through a process of changing ourselves inside based on these visions and these dreams that we're having. It's like we say, look, here's the thing that I imagine is best for me. And wherever that's coming from, hopefully from your heart and soul, and you lay it out there and you feel, yeah, would I like to have this better than what I have right now? Yes, I would. And then holding it steady in your mind and then jacking it up, so to speak, with collective thought forms and writing your scripts better and using subliminal audios and videos and all the different things that people use. But basically, you're just trying to get your dreams to come true 100%. And all the while, whether you think about it or not, you're changing yourself. And how
George,
you... Yes?
Sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to mention... Oh, this is Margaret, by the way.
Hi, Margaret.
I just wanted to mention that I responded to... I posted a comment, and I found a resource of 688 words on a PDF file that's free to use that may be helpful to people. They're not all collective thought forms, but they can help add feeling or detail. And the information on how to get to it is in my post.
Yes. Thank you for mentioning that. And the idea of feeling or detail is obviously one of the benefits of working with collective thought forms, because if you look at some of the great collective thought forms that are out there, you know, like marriage, for example, or what we mentioned earlier today, like what was it about love? Love will find a way. You know, you could take Love Will Find a Way and start looking up all kinds of poems and stories and, you know, movies and concepts that add detail to whatever you're working on in your own personal manifesting scripts. Sometimes the professional level thought forms that come to us through the media and movies and that have been formed collectively, there's been a lot of work professionally that's gone into crafting those thought forms, which can help provide a lot of detail, as well as just getting a whole bunch of collective thought forms in your awareness, you know, aiming at and written into and joined and connected with each one of your 12 areas of life, your manifesting scripts of your goals and dreams, dusting them and sprinkling them with collective thought forms can greatly refine and fine-tune the detail with which you're describing what's in your own universe so that it can manifest.
So, George, Khan again.
Hi.
I have another question regarding that e-book. I have read it maybe 100 times. But I have asked you this question before also, that there is a section on in the book about the roles. I did not... Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, I found that the book has very practical exercises for all the aspects, but no exercises for the roles. How to focus on the role, the current role. Would you like to say a few words about that?
Sure, and also I want to invite you to come on the 9-week teleseminars. You know, this is a question that's more appropriate for there. I'll answer it briefly now because I want to help you with that. But, you know, how to use Life Transformation System Z and the Clear Talk Manifesting Method is the main topic of the 9-week Mastery of Mind teleseminar series, which is just an hour, the hour before, well, an hour and 15 minutes before this talk every Saturday. And you can just email me if you don't already have the teleseminar information, the call-in information is identical to what you use to call in to this teleseminar. You just, you know, this one starts at 2:45 p.m. Eastern time, and the other one starts at 1:30 p.m. East New York time. And so, you're welcome to come there and clarify all the different questions that you have about using Life Transformation System Z and the Clear Talk method. Can you just tell me again quickly what was your question, and we'll take care of that right now as well?
If you think it is not appropriate, I can ask you some other, in the other forum. But my question was that you emphasize a lot about the role.
Oh, the roles,
role,
right.
You are playing at home. And like you, when you are walking, you are only a walker, and when you are driving, you are only a driver. What happens is when I walk or when I'm driving, I'm constantly thinking about something other than that. I'm walking or driving doesn't require my mind to be just thinking about walking.
Yes.
That's something, am I doing anything wrong there?
Well, the thing about manifesting is that what you're manifesting essentially is things that you have or do or be. That's how the thought forms will show up usually. Like, you know, something that you have might be a relationship, or you might be doing a relationship or being in a relationship. You know, there's that's what you're manifesting. And so it's important not only to divide things into the 12 areas of life to make it possible to think about things in a way that we can consciously handle or manage all of the intensity of our thought forms, and including, you know, just a basis of handling our own thoughts before even getting to the collective thought forms. And so the roles was one of the ways in the early ebook, in the very first few chapters of the Life Transformation Formula ebook, as people go through that home study course, which is the first step of even the 9-week Mastery of Mind program, you're just simply shown that that's a thing that you can do, is that you can define what role you're playing at any given time. It's like that becomes very helpful, because the sense of who am I and what am I doing in life can be very confusing, and when people start to manifest, that can be a barrier that they're not even able to manifest, because they're not really sure, you know, if they manifest this or that, if it comes in conflict with one of the roles that they're playing. You know, somebody might have a role about, I am a person who works in a corporation. In the universe, that might be something that they do. They work in a corporation. I'm an executive secretary in a corporation, someone might say. And that's a role that they're playing. And that person might then imagine in their own universe that they have their own business, and that they're the president of their own company or corporation. And this can create this is a conflict, because here's this person working in a corporation, which normally demands a form of loyalty, faithfulness, and allegiance to the corporation, and it also puts you into a certain position. In this case, the person's an executive secretary, climbing the corporate ladder and being involved in a corporation as an employee or a staff member is a completely different reality than imagining that you're in business for yourself. And if you think about it from terms of the roles that you play, it can be very helpful in understanding, you know, emotionally why there would be a conflict, and holding it just simply as different roles, you know, realizing you'd have to change roles if you were suddenly, or you think about, well, can I play these two roles together? Could I still, you know, put my executive secretary hat on, and when I go to the corporation and do the things I do at the corporation, and somehow, you know, step out of that role at other times during the day or during the week and become a business owner. You see what I mean? So the roles is just simply something that was introduced, just like we're introducing collective thought forms. We just kind of go, hey, here's a thing when you're manifesting. Like in the 9-week Mastery of Mind teleseminar before this one today, I was doing that with love. Just love as an energy, love as an emotional healing thing. I was just saying, love's a thing, and here's how to use it, to work with it, to partner with it, in relationship to your goals and dreams manifesting with thought power. And in the ebook, that's what we were doing with roles. We're just saying roles is a thing. You should know about it when you're working with your thoughts. And just, it's not really that important, Con, that there's not like exercises about what you're supposed to do other than what was prescribed, you know, to write a list of all the roles that you play right now and another list of what you imagine the roles you'd like to be playing in your life are. These are actually quite that's quite an intense manifesting exercise, even though it's earlier on, and that in that sense it's not so much of a subject for the advanced module, because it's kind of like, oh, we're expecting that people already know that roles that you play is something you can manifest and change and transform. But great, I'm really glad you brought that up, because I think everything that people mention or bring up this week and next week in the comments or in the talk right now, in the talk next week, these are going to be things that are actually really important. You know, so I'm not, you know, I know I'm saying, oh, well, that's something, the roles is something that was addressed early on, but sometimes the most beginner things are very important when we're doing the advanced levels, and looking at the process of how you might be changing, not just you, Con, but anyone who's listening to this recording or participating right now today on the call live. I know myself, like, one of the roles in my own life that I've kind of had on a back burner in a certain way, in the sense of my career, you know, has shifted more to the forefront as I opened up the floodgates and said, you know, to the universe or to God, Goddess, all that is, or whatever way we're each saying this, like, yes, I want all my goals and dreams 100% to come true right now, and then letting it happen more and better, and using the collective thoughts to push it stronger, and then it manifested more and happened. And I'm like, wow, look at my role as a person on the planet, my relationship to lovers and couples and forever love and romantic sexual love and all of that, and my beliefs and values about all of that have been there for a long time, but they suddenly got pushed to the forefront in a new and different way that is starting almost a new path for me, or a new focusing and centering on that that was always there for me, but it's like my role is shifting. You know, in my earlier manifesting, it became very important for me a couple of years ago when someone suggested to me the phrase, you know, about being a spiritual being, having a human experience in the material world. And I loved that because it really helped me condense and frame what my sort of main role just about all the time is. No matter what role I'm playing, I'm a spiritual being having a human experience in the material world. And so as each person is in this, I'm going to put you on mute now, Con, okay, just for a sec, because I'm going to try and get rid of this clicking that's on the line. The current process that each person in this advanced module at week 7 is at is probably going to be very helpful for you to think about how your role is changing, or your roles are changing, because the role of being, and we're talking about this now in terms of like a role that you play. You know, an actor plays a certain role, and in life we play different roles. It can be, like Con was saying, it could be a walker, a person driving a car, a husband, a wife. It could be something small or something big, something that's, you know, only lasts for a certain while. And in the ebook, it talks about that. You know, a husband coming home from work and is a father when their child comes and greets them, but then later that night they might be a lover. And you know, you see there's different roles, and being able to switch the different roles and identify the different roles is part of being able to stay conscious and comfortable and happy as your reality is changing normally through the course of any day and night. But when you start to consciously manifest success with advanced tools like working with collective thought forms and life transformation system Z, now in the middle of this, just past the middle of our process with the 12-week teleseminar, you might find it enormously comforting and centering and empowering as you go forward from here to look at how some of your roles might be changing or need to change, but more how they are already changing, like your orientation to your life, meaning what role do I need to play, or how do I need to play my roles differently, or do I need to literally change roles in order to continue to be fully the person who can have 100% of all these dreams manifest. And it's not so much that you would then take action and change the role as just being aware that the forces that we've set in motion are probably pushing you to change roles already anyways. Because this is how this works. It's not necessarily like you're just setting a goal and then you go out there, take the action to achieve it. With Life Transformation System Z and the Clear Talk Manifesting Method and the collective thought forms, the way that the subconscious works and the mind power works, it's not like you decide you're going to do something and then you go and do it. That is certainly a process that you learn how to do with the win list and should keep doing every day. But what actually happens is that you program yourself at many different deep levels, and then it kind of happens to you, is more the experience. And I'm saying rather than just going like, well, you need to like figure out what roles you need to play and then start playing them. Like, I'm really not trying to put it across that way, because it's more like you're being probably forced and persuaded and pushed into new roles that you may not be familiar with or recognize as well as the roles that you're playing or have been playing in your life up till this point. And that's being demanded of you or persuaded of you, or somehow you're being moved into these new roles, whether you like it or not, because you've said that's what you would like the most. You would like better is to have these new realities which require you to play new roles. So thank you very much, Khan, for bringing that up, because in the process that everybody's going through, I think it's probably important for people to, at this point in the 12-week teleseminar, to look at not only what they've manifested differently, but how it's changing them inside. And the roles is a great way to do that. Are you, Tracy, are you still there? You look like the only person who's not on mute right now.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful.
You're wonderful? It's nice to have you on the teleseminar today.
It's good to be here.
And is there, did you get the email that I sent about, you know, us all taking time to evaluate the process we're in so far?
Yes, I did.
Oh, good. Okay. Because, you know, sometimes from my point of view, I send these things out, and it's normal, of course, because I'm, you know, broadcasting and sending, but not everybody's going to respond back or say that they got it. My system says everybody got it, but I wanted to check, and this is a very, not in a bad way, but it's a very sensitive time in the middle of this process. Like I'm saying, it's like almost like we're in the middle of an operation. Are you, Tracy, are you feeling or noticing anything that you can relate? Just, you don't even have to say what it is, but are you noticing a difference since you engaged in the 12-week teleseminar process with us in how you feel you are?
Yes. It's hard to formulate it into words.
Yes, yes. I'm not going to ask you to do that, but I'm glad that we could just sort of have a little maybe dialogue for a few minutes about just that, looking at that. Because I feel that when I wrote, for example, my comment last week, I thought, okay, I'm going to be the first one to take the challenge that I'm asking other people to do, that I'm sensing is a good thing. It was very much like you said. Like it was, I thought, how can I put into words what I'm feeling about what's happening in my life since I've gotten involved in this? For one thing, I thought, well, if I say this or that, it's just going to be one thought, one part of it. It's a whole experience that I'm having.
Yes.
I mean, you know, but let's see. If it's all right with you, I'm going to try and think of a few questions to ask you, and it's already been... What was the first thing that you just said, that it's hard to put it into words?
Yes.
Okay, so there's some kind of an experience that you're having that you can notice or you can say is definitely associated or probably associated with your participation in the first 6 weeks of the program.
Yes, I wrote in the blog that adding yes to my vocabulary, I didn't realize I was so negative before I started consciously saying yes a lot, and how it's changed not only my life but the lives of my children and husband, and it's really made a huge difference.
Yes, okay, great, great. And so a feeling, there is a hint there in what Tracy just said of a feeling change, like noticing how you were before and how maybe you've changed how you feel about something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you see, this is the kind of processing that I'm asking people to go through. Just what Tracy and I are doing right now, like a kind of inquiry process. One of the things that I noticed myself doing more effectively now is really leaning on and relying on my actual time that I spend in my electronic workbook. And realizing how in the past, even though I spend a lot of time working with myself, by myself, with my guides and the archangels and so on, that I still often emotionally have really looked to reach outside of myself to get some help with certain things when, you know, I'm feeling or reaching certain points of change or manifesting. And I started to more and more during the 6 weeks realize that going first into my relationship with God, Goddess, all that is, and with my guides, and with myself, by doing the in the universe, just kind of what's happening, George, you know, what's happening? Okay, now what's happening? Well, now it's the next day, what's happening? Because it's changing so much every day. And at the same time, some things are staying steady, which is good, and yet changing somewhat in that sense. Like, you know, I still live in the same apartment, but my apartment's changed a lot since I've been in this program. And I'll notice something like that, and how does that make me feel? And there's a lot associated with that. I've changed dramatically in how I feel about my apartment and being here and the reason why I have it in the first place and all of that. So this is what I'm saying, is like looking at the process that we're in and how we feel, or just what's happening. There's any way or any angle that you want to take to just sort of notice. Could I ask you another question?
Yeah.
Okay, would you say, like, I don't know how to put this, like on a scale of 1 to 10, in terms of the impact that the energy of this program is having in your life, whereas like 10 would be just like huge and 1 would be a little tiny bit, where would you put it between 1 and 10?
A 9. I'm more energetic, and I'm having little issues with that, how to deal with all the extra energy that I have. And yeah, there's lots of things happening, and it's exciting, and it's scary, and it's fun, too.
Yeah, definitely fun, for sure. For me, it's been like a party practically the whole time, the whole 6 weeks. You know, more than a party, better than a party. And how I feel about that, even, is, you know, like that's been part of my redefinition of the role of who I am in this world. You know, is it really okay to just be that kind of person who has this fun, amazing, spectacular life with all the different feelings, you know, of an artist or something, like just flowing and flooding through me all the time? You know, just having a party lifestyle in a certain creative sense of manifesting my own reality and living like that, you know, how does that feel to me to more deeply accept that? Is part of my process of, for example, continuing to share Life Transformation System Z, continuing to publish it, because I know that it works really well, but I know how I personally use it. It's really kind of like a party. Like, you're just making your life better and better, and I'm making my life better and better and better, and it's already long ago transcended what I understand most normal people experience when they go to their work and their job and their way that they think about love and romance and, you know, just all kinds of things. I have so much more freedom and so many more extraordinary experiences. And part of my process is realizing, you know, how do I feel about that? Do I feel isolated? Do I feel different? Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? What if I keep doing this even more? What if more people knew about this, you know?
Yeah, it's never ending.
Yeah, but there is a security and a safety, I find, in what I have written in my electronic workbook. That's what I use more than anything, is my electronic workbook. I'm, you know, have a lot of computers, and I actually have it so that I can work on any different computer, and it keeps updating what I write. And so I've just got these scripts that I've been working on for years, and meaning like they keep filling up and then manifesting, and I keep changing them, and it's just like this machine of what I write, what I imagine comes true. But then what I've been realizing as we've been amplifying and boosting everything is how still, to this day, I have a bit of a tendency that the more intense and full my manifestations are, the less I have tended to do my electronic workbook that day. Like, do you find yourself, have you noticed anything like that in your process that, like, sometimes your manifestations are coming through more intensely than other times?
Yeah, when they, when too much happens, I stand back and I stop for a little bit.
So that happens to you. Sometimes too much happens.
But it's not happening lately. That's, it's flowing nicely now.
Oh, that's good. Do you write? How do you do your, you do it in a written, handwritten book, I think. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you, like, check in with that most every day?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah, I do that every day, and then every once in a while I go into the workbook, and because I like to have my results there so I can go through and rejoice in those and enjoy them.
Yes. Yeah.
Remember where I was, you know, a long time ago to where I am now. It's fun.
Yes. Well, one of the other things that I wrote down in my notes before we go, we just have a few more minutes, is that, of course, thank you is a collective thought form. That's something I wanted to put across today. And like so many things that we hear about, or, oh, gratitude, that's a really big thing in the manifesting world these days. You know, and if you think about these things not as the gospel truth, but just as a collective thought form, it can be very helpful in maintaining your freedom to choose from the different collective thought forms. You know, so you're not like having to subscribe to a belief system just to use a collective thought form. This is a great help, hopefully, for people, is to understand this is one of the main reasons why we're working with collective thought forms, is because one of the great powers that you can have in manifesting is your own personal freedom. Meaning people are not always necessarily able to choose what you want to manifest or think about. That's just forbidden to think about certain things or do certain things or go in certain directions in terms of what you could even speak about with other people. This is a very intriguing and fascinating part about in your own universe, because in your own universe, or if you were, for example, as we discussed last week in the 9-week Mastery of Mind program, using Clear Talk in a couple, like how, you know, even getting to the place where two people are even able to agree to use Clear Talk together is something that I've rarely even ever heard about. That's how intimate and personal it is when you write in your own universe your goals and dreams. Now,
yeah,
and I personally think that that's one of the things, actually, that to me is most important. Like, I think getting together with another person, especially personally if it was in a romantic relationship, you know, a sexual romantic relationship where that kind of love energy is being built up, that if you then added clear thinking, you know, using the Clear Talk method, you would have this just stunning result in so many ways. But in most couples, that's not possible because one person believes in it and the other person doesn't, or, you know, one person starts saying their goals and dreams and the other person, you know, brings up like doubts or things, and or it's interesting why, you know, this is just something that I can hold out there as a future possibility for myself and other people. I mean, I've dated women that I had a fairly intimate relationship with, and I tried, you know, to share what's in my own universe or get them, you know, and it's just, it never gets that far. Like, because I think the creative power of making love and sharing what's in your own universe and doing the process of in the universe, in my own universe, it's so impactful when it's done just by yourself, let alone, doesn't it say in the Bible or something, when two or more are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst. But somehow the idea is that when you do this mind power stuff with more than one person, it's going to be a lot more, you know, powerful. So that's just, that's something that I wanted to mention, that I'm moving more. That's one of the things that's happened for me by being in my process of being in this advanced module, is that I have renewed, so to speak, my desire and my long-held intention to be able to do the Clear Talk, you know, in a couple, and to help couples use the Clear Talk which was something that I have thought of and, you know, have that forever-lovers.com website and offer to people, but it just, it, you know, it's something that hasn't, it's like a goal, it's a dream that hasn't really come true fully as I imagine. And this getting it there is something that became really important to me as I, and I didn't realize that it was, even though it was for me. This is how, the theme of practically everything that I've manifested so far in this new program that we're in, personally, is it seems the intelligence of the manifesting or the group energy or something has like pushed to the surface things that manifested that are deeply embedded in me, things that I really did desire and imagine, some of which I have even not completely given up on, but sort of put on the back burner, so to speak. And that was one of them, was couples doing clear talk. And the absolute lifelong, since I was in my early 20s, desire to do that type of a thing, which has evolved into clear talk, which was designed by a couple, actually. The woman that I was married with and I, you know, had a lot to do with bringing clear talk to life in the first place. But, getting together and using it in a couple is not something that I'm doing right now. I'd like to, and I'd like to help other couples do it. So that's something in my process that came up for me, is the feeling of, wow, you know, that's still one of my dreams. And then all the feelings and the emotions that go with that are so strong and so powerful. For me personally, that's something that, you know, here I am halfway through this program and feeling that. These are the types of things that if people can just find, you know, one thing or another and make a comment about it in the blog post where it says, you know, let's post our comments here about your process and where you're at. Anything at all, even something like what Tracy said where it's hard to put it into words, you know, and just say a few things. Like, you know, I'm feeling a lot, but it's hard to put it into words. That's saying something more than nothing, and that could be very helpful in bringing up your voice to yourself about what's happening to me here. You know, what is going on? I am changing. My life is changing.
Yeah. Well, I am grateful for these talks and everything that we've learned from Clear Talk. This is wonderful, George. I'm so grateful you've offered it to us.
Oh, thank you. I'm grateful that that you're here, Tracy, and that we're doing this all together. And for every little interaction that we have is a real meaningful and important pleasure and joy for me also. I guess we should close it up because our time is already 3 minutes over. And next week we're going to do pretty much the same thing. So let's let this week be kind of like a heads up in addition to the what's already been written in the comments, in the blog, in addition to what we discussed and talked about today. I'd like us to continue this next week. And so if there's any homework at all, besides continuing to work with your collective thoughts and your manifesting scripts and all of that, it would be to see if you can just step back a little bit and spend some time asking yourself and possibly sharing with the group on the blog, or not, but at least with yourself, really taking as deep as a look as possible is how is this changing you and your life and your manifestations. And the thought I'd like to leave you with is about timing. Because as you become more clear about how, more connected with the feeling that this is changing you, doing the Clear Talk method and now the advanced module with the collective thoughts, wow, this is changing me, this is changing my life, please understand that we're in the middle or just past the middle of a process of learning how to boost and amplify with collective thought forms the goals and dreams that you're manifesting. And so I expect that by that we have to complete the entire process, the whole sort of body of work of this experience of working with the collective thought forms. I designed and sensed and am transmitting the package of the 12 teleseminars in such a way that it's not going to really be complete until we put the phone down at the end of teleseminar number 12. And for some people, it might take quite a bit longer than that moment in time before they've listened and digested and heard whichever of the teleseminars are appropriate for them. It's not even necessary to listen to all 12. It's not necessary to listen to all 12 in order, but somehow each person is going to feel like at a certain point you're done relating to the 12 teleseminars. They have to be done, and then you have to be done relating to them. And then after that, for many years, probably decades into the future, the impact of what you set forth and what you put in motion during these 12 weeks will continue to have an effect in your life. And so I think some people might think, oh, well, during the 12 weeks, I expect a lot of things to manifest. And you should, and that's happening. But I'd like people to look forward as well and realize that you're investing and putting your time and energy in the process of this 12-week teleseminar in a way that is, I can tell you, is much more possibly profound and important than you fully might realize, because there's a lot that's gone into getting you to this place and then getting all this information and these feelings and transmitting to you the way that we have and that we are and that we're going to continue to do until the 12 weeks is over, a package of something that's going to get your manifestations, you know, doing what we said we wanted, 100% of all your dreams come true. And that, of course, is something that's going to continue to happen long after the 12th teleseminar is done. So I wanted to put that perspective on everything as we look at the process that we're going through. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Tracy, for spending some time with me. And thank you, Con and Maggie and everyone else, who Margaret, who Victoria, who spoke on the teleseminar today. Peace and love to everybody. This is George L. Presley, and I'll talk to you again next week and see you on the blog.